Once upon a time, there was a dump. A huge rubbish dump. The biggest in Latin America, here in Rio de Janeiro. And all over this mountain of waste, there were people. Catadores, we call them in Brazil. Rubbish pickers.
E às vezes eu não conseguia tirar o cheiro da mão.
Glória Cristina dos Santos, rubbish picker.
É o material que mais deixa cheiro.
Sometimes I couldn't remove the smell from my hands. At school, as I started sweating, the smell was even stronger. I couldn't make friends. The girls in my class were always talking about their hair, their latest nail polish. I was an alien. I was from the rubbish dump. I never told anyone at school I came from the dump. I was so ashamed. And for a long time, I only felt safe when I came back to Gramacho.
I'm Fernanda Niedecker from BBC Brazil, and we are in my home country to meet people who until recently climbed the rubbish mountain every day. They live in Jardim Gramacho, just 31 kilometers away from the glossy beaches of Copacabana and Ipanema.
I felt then that I had to escape from the dump. And right up to today, I still have this feeling. Everything has been about escape.
Today, the gate to the old dump is locked. And methane gas flares from pipes driven deep into 35 years of waste. Weeks before the UN summit on the environment in 2012 in Rio, 2,000 catadores lost their jobs overnight. Part of the government compensation then was to build a recycling facility next to the old site, and 50 of the catadores have jobs here. And here I am at the Polo de Reciclagem de Gramacho to see how it works. But first, I want to know a bit more about life before that escape.
I had the worst adolescence anyone can have. To be a teenager is bad enough. To be a teenager and a rubbish picker is even worse. The feeling of injustice, the feeling of what the hell have I done to deserve this? For a long time, I could not look at myself in the mirror.
Depressão pós-parto.
I had postnatal depression when my daughter was 3 months old. I tried to kill myself. It was about being a single mother. The guilt of having left her with others while I worked, picking the rubbish. So one day I said I would end everything.
But then, the same dump that was causing her so much sorrow and despair brought her salvation. Fyodor Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov.
I love humanity, he said, but I wonder to myself, the more I love humanity in general, the less I love man in particular. I become hostile to people the moment they come close to me, but it has always happened that the more I detest men individually, the more ardent becomes my love for humanity. But what's to be done? What can one do in such a case? Must one despair? No, it's enough that you are distressed at it. Do what you can, and it will be reckoned on to you. Much is done already in you since you can so deeply and sincerely know yourself.
Os irmãos Karamazov e Dostoevsky. Tem uma passagem dele.
There's a passage in the book in which the character says how easy it is to love mankind and how difficult it is to love one human being. And then I started questioning the feelings I had about my daughter. Why couldn't I love this little being who was the most important of all for me? The book helped me to realize that I needed help, that my apathy was the symptom of an illness and not of my inability to love. After my suicide attempt, I remembered the passage, and I would look at Lorraine and see how she needed me, and this was what pulled me together. I didn't have any treatment. It was the books that helped me. They saved me. My relationship with them is almost a physical one.
Did the books help you escape from reality?
Todo mundo quer escapar do lixão.
Everyone wants to escape reality. The vast majority opt for drugs. I choose the books. That was my way of living other lives, of traveling, having other experiences. In the midst of that hard life, I was high on books.
On her shelf, Gloria has Umberto Eco, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and many others. All these books, including the Brothers Karamazov, were found on the dump. And as I get to know more catadores, I realize that it wasn't just Gloria high on books rescue. Tião dos Santos found inspiration in Renaissance Italy.
Eu vou e pego Maquiavel molhado, churume, levo para casa, coloquei atrás da geladeira.
So I get Machiavelli out of this line. I take it home, dry behind the fridge and iron it. And one of the things I got from that book, and which has stayed with me for the rest of my life, is that it's not worth trying to get people to take action when they are happy or busy or fulfilled. The moment when people are unhappy and idle, that's the right time to organize the masses and to fight for rights.
Eu queria organizar o povo numa época que eles não queriam se organizar.
That moment came in 2005, when the mayor of Duque de Caxias closed the dump for nearly 15 days. He wanted to charge the neighboring towns a fee to dispose of their trucks of waste. Thousands of catadores were not allowed to work, and tension rose.
Ali era o momento que Machiavelli falou para mim.
Then Machiavelli spoke to me. This is the moment. They are unhappy. It's time to fight. The first fight was to get back into the dump. I learned all the skills of the prince. I didn't read Machiavelli as a Renaissance writer. I read him as a modern one. The game of interests, politics, malevolence was one I knew how to play. Machiavelli for me is knowledge, and that knowledge can be used for good or bad.
Tião shared the book with his two closest friends, hoping that they too would be inspired and help him fight for better working conditions for all the catadores.
We were a reading group.
José Carlos Lopes, better known as Zumbi, rubbish picker from 9 to 38 years old. So how did Machiavelli inspire you, Zumbi?
By his leadership and comradeship across the centuries, he taught me how to be a leader, how to lead from the front.
Gordinho.
It took me a long time to get used to this heavy reading. I spent a long time thinking that everyone was bad. It was very educational in spite of the fact that Machiavelli lived so many centuries ago. His doctrine is very modern and it fits well into our world, a world of fierce competition and duplicity. The dump was about to close. We started organizing to create a movement of catadores prepared to fight for our rights.
In fact, it's Tião who emerged as the inspired leader of the catadores. He starred in the film Wasteland, was photographed by artists, he now lectures across Brazil and is consulted by workers around the world. The catadores of Gramacho have come a long way since the 2005 rubbish war. They founded cooperatives and conferences. When the landfill closed in 2012, they had negotiated compensation and funding to build the first stage of this small recycling facility. Gloria again.
We are proud of this, but it doesn't work as it should. There are lots of problems with implementing the recycling. It's difficult to get the material, very complicated to increase production. It's frustrating, but it doesn't minimize our achievement. We managed to make the government see us and to be accountable for what they were doing.
To be clear, Rio sends 10,000 tons of domestic rubbish to landfill every day. A new hole in the ground has been dug, but no catadores are allowed there. It is sealed with soil every few days. There's a clay membrane to the pit. It's cleaner, less visible. So any material for recycling here in Gramacho must be found by ringing up companies for cardboard or paper, etc. This is a recycling plant built in a city that doesn't recycle domestic waste. So the biggest problem for the catadores today is finding rubbish. What they can find is sorted by women dressed in blue uniforms at tables covered in paper, plastic cups, tins, bottles, clothes, books.
We didn't have the structure that we have now.
True. Rain or sun, and the person would be there in the open air. In here, everything is structured. We have a canteen to eat in a decent place, because out there I saw people eating amongst the rubbish or in the mud. For all of those reasons, this is much better than the dump.
Did you have many accidents?
Yes, many times. I escaped from machines, tractors. Here, it is 1,000 times better for safety reasons.
They may feel safer, but their pockets need rescuing. They earn only 500 reais a month, about 130 English pounds, less than Brazil's minimum wage. At the dump, they would make 2 or 3 times as much. Gloria now chases companies willing to give them rubbish and tries to convince the council to get people to separate their rubbish at home.
Oi, Daniele, tudo bom?
Supply is a daily problem. All the time I have to get in touch with companies to see who can donate, to plan how it gets here, etc. If there is no supply, there are no salaries.
When the dump closed, it was a big thing in Brazil, much discussed in the national and international press. Politicians, environmentalists, and the majority of the catadores agreed the dump had to go. Building the recycling facility was seen then as a huge achievement for the pickers and the fulfillment of a dream. Manuel Tejin is the founder of IETS, the Institute of Studies on Work and Society. He did an economic and social study of the catadores for the government.
Why don't they have ways to recycle? Because it wasn't planned thoroughly. They were very keen and very diligent in planning the facility. Why? Because that's something you bring the minister, you bring the mayor, you bring the governor, and you have an inauguration. But what about the whole business plan? What about mobilizing people that could bring waste to be recycled? What about forming a market for that? There wasn't enough technical assistance in doing that, and they did a half job.
So what's the way forward?
Why not empower the cooperative in Gramacho by giving technical assistance and management support for them to actually go around and get the waste themselves?
Gloria and Tiana are arguing over the logistics of bringing the rubbish to the recycling plant.
I am tired of this place. When Tiana behaves like King Julian, he messes up with my work.
In a quiet room full of boxes of shoes and hair products, another book, a Bible, rests on the table. Rosinete dos Santos leads a daily prayer to ask for prosperity to the plant.
We are at a crucial moment in which we need all our energy to make it work. This place has been built for 450 families to live off, not just us. Everything that we pray for will happen with the faith that we have. The Holy Spirit moves us and things happen. This is the true miracle.
Out in the sun and rain, it was Machiavelli and Dostoevsky. Now in the warehouse, there is the Bible. It should be like this. Cleaner, structured, jobs, belonging to society. So if there's faith too, this will all work, won't it?
Coleta seletiva vai ser uma realidade.
We believe in this idea because recycling will be a reality for everybody one day. And there are catadores who can only be catadores, and they need help in this new world. Will they be excluded from the future? These people need to work.
Dione Manetti has been working with rubbish pickers across Brazil for 20 years. He arrived in Gramacho 3 years ago to help local pickers to shape the recycling project.
The recycling facility at Gramacho should be an example to the country. Many people say that these cooperatives are not viable, that they can't manage their business. But obviously, these people had no education, have spent their whole life speaking rubbish. Should they know how to manage their own business? No, they are on a learning curve.
Manetti spent many months at the dump getting to know the catadores.
When I stepped for the first time onto the dump with the view of Guanabara Bay and Rio spread out before me, there was a contradiction I'd never come across before. It was seeing Brazil's most famous postcard, symbol of the joy and everything that's best about this country. And under my feet, the cruelest thing that can be offered to a human being, which is to eke a living out of what no one else wants.
Back to the future, there's a conveyor belt where a group of women are working.
Olá, tudo bem? Leonice, como é que funciona o trabalho aqui?
How's the work going?
I'm separating books and documents, cardboard, plastic and glass.
And at the moment, we don't have nearly enough.
Rosinete dos Santos, financial coordinator.
Monthly, we are making 12, 13,000 reais for the whole plant, or $5,000 a month, which is less than we like and a lot less than we need to pay all our costs and then for 50 people to have some dignity. We will never manage to have the same money as before.
So this job is better than no job. But is it better than it was out on the dump?
At the moment, we are happy here. But if a new dump opened at the end of the road, everyone would be out of here and up to the dump in a flash.
Back, I suppose, to being treasure hunters. Hunter-gatherers?
They were hunter-gatherers. That's a perfect analogy. They were gatherers. Exactly. And they found what they needed and they had
hunting
enough...
Hunting treasures.
Yes, of course. Treasure hunters, yeah. Exactly. And that was their treasure island. At the same time, it was a possibility of income. It was a job they could make money out of, and they had lots of freedom. They could work on any day they wanted to. If they made more money a week, they could not work the next week.
Despite the conditions, the dump is a gold mine.
Gianni Manetti.
The material is there. That's why many catadores prefer to work on the dump, so they don't need to walk down the streets looking for it. He uses his physical strength to pull the material. There was times in Gramacho, the good old times as they say, in which some of them could make 4,000 reais a month. That was a lot of money for them. So it's obvious that once this time is gone, the catadores who had to do something else, or even those who are still there in the warehouses, they don't have the same income.
Something Tião dos Santos agrees with.
Porque o hotel gerava quase 15 mil emprego. Aqui só vai gerar 550. Aqui existia, onde falei, 20 fábricas.
The dump generated almost 15,000 jobs, directly and indirectly. And here, only 550. There were 20 factories, more than 100 depots. When the dump was closed, the whole economy of the neighborhood went downhill. So we need to discuss a new economy. It's Serra Pelada without gold. And our gold was a rubbish. What will replace that? Nothing. Nothing will replace that.
Nada vai substituir isso.
Hunter-gatherers, gold miners, metaphors that became reality to the lucky ones.
Ouro, achei cordão de ouro português.
Gold. I found a Portuguese gold necklace.
Cleonice again.
I sold it and built my house. I got around 300. And I also spent a month at home in my new two-story house.
Brizola.
Eu achei uma vez 12 mil dólares, depois achei mais 9.
I found $12,000 and then I found 9,000 more. When I found the 12,000, I was scared. The money was inside a tube. So I got a $100 note, buried the rest, and went to a money changer to check it was a true note. And it was. So, little by little, I changed the rest, and then I found 9 more. I was always lucky. I found some gold, dollars, I bought plots of land, a television, but then I spent it all in the bars with women. The dump was a mother, a mother.
I find it interesting when Brizola compares the dump to a mother figure. But I wonder whether, in the way it is for every mother, the dump couldn't keep her children away from dangers. It wasn't difficult to deal with rubbish. It was difficult not to become rubbish. Everything conspired to make you rubbish, and that was a very heavy burden. When I started working, all the hospital waste was mixed in with the domestic rubbish, so there was a lot of blood, fetuses, dead bodies, animals. It was very dangerous. I stepped on a needle and couldn't work for 6 months, and then when I was 15, I was buried under a mountain of rubbish. I didn't die because my friends working with me dug me out.
Back in the warehouse, it's lunch break in the kitchen, where a group of women are cooking and eating together. On the menu, black beans, fried chicken breasts, and fish fillets. So, Rosinetti, plates, saucepans, cutlery, pressure cooker. How much of this did you find?
Tudo. Até o armário.
Everything, even the units and drawers. Plates, saucepans. The lady over there, who's doing the cooking, asked us to look for things.
So here are the answers. Knowing you are at the bottom of the heap can also mean knowing where you are. And you are in a clan, a tribe, you have each other, and you can find yourselves in great literature from times when there were huge numbers of destitute people. And there are dreams, possibilities. The hunt is always on.
A gente sofreu pra caramba, mas na ruim de tudo, a gente era uma família.
We suffered a lot, but we were a family. That was the feeling we had on the dump, of belonging to that place, but most of all, helping each other. Now that the dump has gone, we are left with the loss of feeling, of family, of love, really. No one I know will tell you that he misses working in the dump, but everyone says they miss the companionship we had, because ultimately we felt it was us, catadores, against the rest of the world.
Rampa, para mim, quando eu começo a falar na rampa, me mexe comigo, do coração.
Brizola again.
When I start talking about the dump, it breaks my heart.
O que a rampa representava para você?
A minha vida, né?
What did it mean to you, the dump?
My life? I see the film in my head and I don't even like to remember it. I really miss it. It was not only because of the money, but because of friendship. This cry comes from the bottom of my heart. I said I would be the last catador to leave the dump. Many of them left before me. I stayed up to the very end. I had to see the ending. And then the last day, it was an emotional goodbye. Sadness.
Muitos deles tinham um problema em relação ao fechamento do aterro. Imagina uma pessoa que acorda.
Many catadores were traumatized by the closure. Imagine someone who wakes up every day for 30 years and goes to the dump, and there her social life happens, relationships, friendships. This was where they played football, talked, shared emotions, families integrated. The Monday after the dump was closed was very touching. It didn't just mean locking the gate, because all of life was there. The social fracturing ran very deep. The state was unable to offer psychological support to those who lost their bearings. And psychologically, for some, there was no closure.
Now everything hangs on this clutch of empty warehouses. Will Tião, Gloria, Rosinetti, Marilene, Jessica, and their camaradas move into this new future, able perhaps to bring others with them.
The point is that they're very articulate, very empowered, but they have very, very little formal training and education. So they need this technical assistance.
As pessoas não fazem coleta seletiva.
People in Brazil need to stop thinking that recycling is something only done by the poor. I don't know if this will happen tomorrow, but I have to believe in it.
Everyone thinks that if this works and expands, we'll have the same atmosphere that we had on the dump, but less dangerous, more organized. so we will be able to recover that essence. I really believe we'll do it. It's my aim in life, my dream.
And I don't see it. Gloria, on her own, will not be able to create a network of suppliers that is large enough for the system. There should be someone somewhere giving technical assistance and management assistance to teach her how to do it and help her in the beginning. I mean, getting together a team and negotiating with big companies. They were promised 5 trucks. They were promised a lot of things. Nothing happened, actually.
There it is, in my hand. Earth from the dump. Memories. And this earth also carries love for the rest of my life. It is like the World Cup in 1970 that made history. And when I die, I want it to be buried with me.
Eu quero colocar dentro do meu caixão, no meu sepultamento, lá onde eu estiver sendo enterrado.
Se você vê quantas pessoas que dedicaram sua vida ao aterro de Gramacho, quantas pessoas perderam.
If you think about everyone whose life was the dump, how many of them lost their lives, it has to be worth it. It's a way of keeping the memory of what we were. This place has to be the legacy of the dump. It's the transition that every dump should have, and I've got to make this work. I really have to make this work to finish my story.